Blog Talk Radio.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghost. They're like nothing we've ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark. So you're all fretting about this city dying. I'm here on behalf of an organization that wants you to let it die.
This town started going to crap the moment you put on that hood. You brought madness into all our lives, and the monster you were inspired monsters.
I respect order, discipline. All you represent is anarchy.
You've certainly chosen an unusual hobby, Mr. Quinn.
Even when we're out there, we are not out there together.
You both almost got killed tonight because you didn't have each other's back.
I don't know what's happening now, but it is not in my job description.
Pity!
When people go in the pit, they'll come out the same.
You can't be the Arrow. He died. So who are you?
You're about to find out.
Since when are you such a badass?
Since always.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast, where tonight we're talking about episode 3 of season 4, Restoration. So it aired last night on October 21st, which was, yes, Back to the Future Day. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know I did. Had a little marathon of myself. Pretty interesting films, yeah. So it aired on Back to the Future Day. It would have been great to have more Back to the Future type of timeline on Arrow, but I guess, you know, they didn't think about that. But we're live right now. Call in. Our number is 914-338-1036. Again, the number is 914-338-1036. And tonight we will also be doing DC Comics Talk, where we're talking about anything and everything DC movie universe. All right. So let's go to the lines from air code 239. Who is this?
I am the son of Ra's al Ghul. Just kidding.
Oh, no. Let's run for the hills.
What's up, man? Wow.
How's it going, man?
What a lot going on.
Restoration, meaning the rise of the Black Canary herself, Sarah Lance.
I know, that was sick last night. I was so geeking out. And what the F, Malcolm?
Do you remember last season how sad I was when she died? I was just so sad. I was really bummed out. I'm like, a hero has died.
And then now she's come back as a zombie.
Yeah.
I mean, she is totally gone nuts.
She is so possessed.
And now
possessed.
To see the new Ra's al Ghul, Malcolm Merlyn, is married to Nyssa.
Yeah. And then also, I can't wait for the reaction of
Oliver
finding out that Sarah's alive. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and then finding out that Malcolm is Ra's al Ghul, because he did say to him, are we enemies once more? And he goes, it depends what you do with at your end of the bargain. But it seems he's doing the League of Assassins at a different way than Rod did.
Right, definitely. All right, we have a new caller from air code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Green Arrow Joe.
Hey, Green Arrow Joe, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
What's that?
What's up?
What's up?
Did you watch last night's episode?
Yeah, I did. It was a good one, and I got to say, I'm sick and tired of Nyssa. They need to get rid of her already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was. I know why she was there, just to give the tension of don't do it, don't do it. You don't know what's mm-hmm. gonna come out. But well,
you know,
well, I'm sure everybody, our fans, you know, we're all together saying, do it, do it, do it.
You
right.
You know what though? At the end of the day, this is Laurel's decision, not hers. Just because she dated her for a little while doesn't give her the right to.
Well, weren't they married?
Were they? I don't think they were.
Oh, I don't know.
Laurel,
what do you think, Matt? Were they
Nissa?
Married?
Laurel and Nissa?
No, I don't think they're. No, not Laurel.
No, Sarah. not Laurel.
Sarah and Nissa.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Or were
that,
they just girlfriends?
I guess they were.
No, they
yeah,
were just girlfriends.
Okay.
Chris, from
Candor,
so
is that
weird.
You?
Hey, yeah.
Were they married or were they just dating?
They're just dating.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay. All right. So, Chris from Candor, welcome to the show. We're talking about Restoration. Did you watch it? Say yes, 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 yes.
So, I was
yeah,
about to
I'm
lie.
Watching it again right now, actually.
Yeah. Look at Matt.
Hold on.
Double duty.
Third time. I already
had it on
my phone,
Chris?
Too.
Did Chris watch it, or did what did he say?
I was about to watch it, and then something happened. I didn't watch it.
Oh, you haven't watched it. Okay.
Yeah,
well, we're
going to
spoil it for you because it is The Rise of Sarah. Let me read you the quick synopsis that we're going to talk about the episode about. Laurel and Thea arrive in Nandapaabot and request Malcolm, the new Ra's al Ghul, to use the... the Lazarus Pit to bring Sarah back to life. He initially refuses, but in order to appease Thea, he eventually agrees. When Sarah returns feral, Nissa destroys the Lazarus Pit in retaliation. Now, what do you think? Okay, do you, Joe, what do you think is going on now that she's kind of destroyed? And if you remember the scene, it's kind of like a smoke machine with you know, kind of boiling to a point.
Mm-hmm. What's your question?
What do you think is going to happen to the pit?
Now that Nissa's gotten rid of it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of upset
that she
did that. Is
this a way to say there's no Tommy coming back?
I guess so. You know, if they really need it, the writers will figure out a way to bring it back. But this is why I'm so upset with Nissa. She keeps interfering in things that really aren't her business. You know,
right.
that makes me mad she did that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't her place to get rid of the pit. That really pissed me off when I saw that. I was like, damn it. So I hope they kill
yeah,
her off, cause man.
Now,
I'm tired of her.
Isn't that pretty much how Arrow gets rehealed every time so he won't be beaten
yeah.
down?
And also, you know, she every time they're trying to, like, move forward with something or something like that, she interferes, man. Like,
she always
she's
comes
always
in, yeah.
She's always threatening people to fight them or kill them. It's like someone needs to get rid of her already.
Yeah, I'm sure that might be coming soon because she's definitely
yeah.
hightailing it with all the others. Matt from Florida, what
yeah.
do you think?
I thought that was just crazy. She destroyed the Lazarus Pit. So smart of Malcolm Al Ghul to lock her away, and then I think she's going to die at the hands of Malcolm, because at the end of season 3 he says, you took Sarah from me and I will have justice, and he said, you're welcome to try, and but I think she's going to lose.
Right.
It's freaking
right.
Malcolm Merlyn. He knows how to freaking fight, and
exactly.
I'm getting tired of her too. I mean, god dang, she's pretty and hot, but man, she's gonna die.
Yeah, I think her fate is already, you know, gonna hightail it at the end of this season. Chris, what do you think
so annoying.
About what's gonna happen next to the Lazarus Pit?
Well, I'm sure like they're gonna figure it out. There's another location that they have, you know.
It's a fountain of youth that travels.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure like. That
I love
not
it.
The only one.
They should just have it at the Arrow Cave, like bottle it up and make a little pit
what
at the Arrow
dark,
Cave, so that way
Diggle,
yeah. Diggle and Oliver could soak in it, you know, after a good night's run.
Yeah.
Let me continue the little description here. An Arduous operative delivers Diggle information on the woman, Mina Fayad, that hired Floyd Lawton to kill his brother. Fayad also works for Hive and meets with Dark with the growing issue with the vigilantes in Star City. She brings in a metahuman hitman named Jeremy Tell, who can turn his playing cards into physical projectiles. After Tell's initial failure, Dark kills Fayad for challenging him. Diggle and Oliver team up and take down Tell, but get no information on Hive. In flashbacks, Oliver is forced to use torture techniques interrogating the prisoners, who are being used to harvest heroin-cocaine hybrid plants after a parcel of drugs goes missing. Now, do you guys remember the flashback where Oliver is sticking that blade in that guy's knee? Oh, my gosh. I was cringing the whole time. Let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy on how he's torturing
people.
And
to show
people.
It, like, on network TV.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty crazy.
Because he has experience being tortured on the island, and now he's torturing them.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty graphic. What about you, Joe, from Joe Green Arrow Joe?
I misunderstood the question. Can you repeat the question?
Yes, the question is, do you think it was a little too graphic showing Oliver with that blade in that guy's knee and as he was torturing him? I'm like, wow, it's definitely pushing the boundaries on graphic, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they kind of took it a step further when they showed Sarah her dead body, so this is kind of like not as graphic
like
to me.
Now.
Yeah, but I definitely think they're pushing the bounds, which I kind of like for television.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Especially even Gotham. You know, you see exploding heads. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That was insane.
And then, no. Was that the Flash? That was the Flash, right? The exploding heads. And then
Gotham
was the exploding body.
Yeah.
It's like they all had one thing going on another.
Then you got Penguin going crazy.
Yeah, the Penguin definitely losing it. Okay, so then definitely we didn't learn more about Hive as Diggle is trying to find, he did find the person that assigned the hit, but he wanted to talk to her and wanted to know why his brother was a target. So do you think this is the end for Diggle in his search for truth about his brother? Let's go to you, Chris from Kandor.
Well, I think he's looking for a closure, and also I think there's some hidden stuff, you know, in the past that he didn't know about his brother, you know.
Right.
And so he's trying to find out why, what's going on, like, why my brother, you know. So, why was he messed up with?
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Chris. All right, Matt from Florida, your thoughts on, do you think this is the end of Diggle searching for the truth now that the lady is dead?
No, because I think in that flash forward in the season premiere, Dick could be in that grave.
Yeah, there's a lot of
speculation
still on who's in that grave. Now some people are saying it might be Thea in the grave. And you know, because she's going so feral and crazy, you know, because of her lust for death. So, Matt, let's go around the room. Let's go to you, Matt. Let's ask the question, who do you think, as of now, is in that grave? And remember, Barry Allen, I guess, knew this person because he came to the, you know, burial site and to check in with Oliver. So I wonder who it is. Let's go to you, Matt. What's your thoughts?
From the beginning, I was crying my eyes out. I was like going, like first Oliver and Felicity were kissing, and you see the look on Oliver's face. Barry was there. It's no clue. It's Felicity. I was like going, are you kidding? no, it can't be Felicity. There's no way they're going to kill off Felicity. There's no way. There's no way. It's got to be Dig or it's got to be Lance. Because Lance
okay.
is working with Dark.
All right. So if you had to pick one, who would it be?
I'd say Lance because he's
all
been
right.
on it way too many seasons. I'm done with
yeah.
Captain Lance. I hope
and
he dies.
And he reaches his end of the rope as he made a deal with the devil, literally. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Who's your guest on...
I don't think it could be Lance because if it was Lance, I think Sarah would have been there, Laura would have been there. I think at first I was thinking it was either Felicity or Thea, but now I'm thinking it's probably Thea. I don't think there's any way they'll kill off Felicity. She's too popular of a character. So is Diggle. He's too popular also. I don't think they'll kill him off. And
right.
Lance, I think he'll die, but I don't think it'll be a scene with Barry and Oliver being over his grave, you know, I just don't see that. Why would he? Of course he'd go visit, but I don't think he'd be sitting there crying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No, it's got to be
yeah.
Thea. I think it's Thea. I think it's someone more geared towards Oliver's universe.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, his
yeah, my guess
family.
Is Thea.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah, I think it's Thea.
Because it's funny how she's just, you know, a little
Vandal
wild
Savage
right now.
Has to, do you guys think Vandal... Savage is the bloodlust thing she has to kill?
I don't know.
We
because
haven't been introduced
I know
to
Vandal
Savage
dead.
Yet, though.
I know because that's in DC's Legends of Tomorrow, but I kind of have a
all
feeling.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so we saw Roz. We saw Sarah come back out from the living dead.
That was crazy.
I know. How long do you think they're going to make her or make us watch her transition from this feral, you know, animal of a human to later on the Sarah we will know in DC Legends of Tomorrow? How long do you think they'll drag this out? Like, you know, just keeping her team and trying to, you know, bring her back, her old self.
I'd say a solid 3 to 4 episodes.
Okay, what about you, Chris? Oh, wait, let me unmute you because you were doing some kitchen work. All right, Chris, you're back.
I think I agree with y'all. It's going to be, you know, 3 to 4 episodes.
3 or 4, okay. What about you, Matt? How long do you think they're going to drag this out?
I'm
the crazy
it'll be,
animal Sarah before we, you know, we get to see her normal.
Probably by the time we see Constantine show up, because I heard Constantine's going to be on Arrow to help
that
Sarah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Can Constantine take out those demons from Sarah? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And we
yep,
may
because,
see him in the next 3 to 4 episodes. So there
you go.
Come in next week.
Still sticking to his timeline.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah, that's
I love it.
That's gonna be all
right,
cool.
Well, let's open the floor. You know, anything we haven't touched based on, you know, now's the time. So bring up your questions. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
I just thought this episode was total like a whole bunch of what the effing moments. I love the way how Arrow has been totally great in
oh, yeah.
every episode. I mean, seeing from Felicity smoking, shooting a shotgun or a gun, I mean, that was a
and then don't forget
scene.
Mr. Terrific himself now in the line of fire.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
And we got to see his glow, his probes. I mean, it's so cool. I was so geeking
it
out.
It was great.
They showed his
I was geeking out like crazy.
His spears with,
I mean,
with the T on it.
Yeah, that was pretty darn good. And then, like, on her phone, it's like Ray is trying to contact her.
Yes.
And seeing Sarah rise from the Lazarus pit, that was just insane. She was like so creepy.
It's so funny how they always jump out. You know, remember Thea did the exact
yeah,
same thing?
I love that part.
Like, almost the exact same jump too. Kind of like an animal, like, you know, on all fours.
And then I love the part when Vissa and Malcolm Ra's al Ghul were fighting each other, and you see him kind of like instantly heal, and now it's like he's immortal. Like now he can't die. Great episode. And then when Thea is sleeping, all of a sudden he kills all those men. She kills all those men.
Yeah.
She wakes
up. Well, let me ask you
this.
Was there any, because I think I might have missed it, was there any reference to Oliver still running for mayor in this episode?
No, there wasn't.
There was no reference, right?
No, it's
going
to be in that next week's episode.
Yeah, but I'm surprised they didn't even like mention it once. Because I'm like, I forgot about it, and then I'm like, oh, maybe he's not running anymore.
Yeah.
No, he is, but
no,
I think it'll be in next week.
They just had so much else to get to that they didn't have.
Yeah, there's just so much. I know, And let's hope they don't have no more dead ends, because, you know, that's going to slow us down. It's not going to progress the story.
Yeah.
It's still a great episode. I love this show. I'm so glad I found out about the show in DC.
Isn't it crazy how we go from The Flash to now this? It's more, you know, testosterone, more, you know, it's more gritty.
It's like Arrow became an addiction. Like, it just started off in this show. I watched the pilot a few years ago, and then I just got hooked on it. I mean, it's truly
like
a great series. Better than Smallville. I mean, I love Smallville. I always will.
No. Blasphemy. It's not better than Smallville.
Yeah, but you can't even compare them. I mean, they're two
different
universes.
Yeah, it's like apples and oranges. It really is.
Yeah,
you
can't
Smallville
even compare.
Smallville is near and dear to my heart, though.
And remember, if it wasn't for Smallville, we wouldn't have these properties. Because if they remember, at the 10th year of Smallville, these networks were like, oh my gosh, we want a show like that that could run for 10 years. So CW wanted to, you know, strike gold again.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, like, with Smallville,
kept that
you
momentum.
Didn't see him get the suit. You didn't see him, like, get the suit in everything, like in the very first episode with Barry and The Flash, and that would
right they didn't do the you're gonna wait 10 years from
Monday.
Now and you're like, what,
he's gonna get the whole tight. I'm really excited for that after Big Bang Theory on Monday night to see Supergirl. I can't wait.
Chris hated it.
Oh, Chris saw
what did he hate?
The pilot.
He said, I don't know, he didn't like it that much. Remember, he said it the other day, and I told him, you're just
Chris,
jealous.
Are you there?
He's better in the costume than
Did he download it through a torrent?
Yeah, a lot of people have seen it already, Matt.
Oh, well,
Chris,
I didn't download
it
through a torrent.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, and?
I didn't want to download it
Joe, have you
a
seen it?
And get caught.
No, I'm waiting for Monday night, man. I don't want to blow my wad.
Yeah.
Me neither. Yeah. Me neither.
So, well, what are we
TV
in store?
Like
Chris is going to give us the exclusive. Actually, you know, wait for the DC Comics talk. I want to talk about Supergirl.
Nice.
Okay, so let's continue on Arrow. Joe, let's go to you. Anything Arrow?
Yeah, I just want to kind of agree with Matt a little bit on on this one thing. Yeah, I think this is totally beautiful and attractive and hot, but getting a little annoying, so I'm saying someone needs to off her already. And I love the part where, you know, I love how they keep up the joking thing going on while they're working with Felicity and Oliver. You know how Felicity was like, oh, the OGs, original gangsters, and she actually says it. And
yeah.
I thought it was kind of adorable. I love that, you know, that they're joking around while they're on mission. And that scene with Sarah, you know, with the Lazarus Pit, that totally reminded me of the cartoon Batman Under the Red Hood, where Jason Todd jumps out and he freaks out and he goes crazy. That's kind of what it reminded me of a little bit, and I just thought it was so cool to watch that.
Yeah,
you guys remember that, Batman Under the Red Hood?
Yeah, I do.
Great cartoon. Very great cartoon.
All right, cool. Okay, thank you, Joe.
No problem.
Chris from Candor.
I liked talking to Jeff about this.
Wait, are you on speaker?
No.
Sounds like he's in the bathroom.
Are you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Because there's a big echo, that's why.
Yeah.
Let me take off about a half one.
Yeah, flush and tell us when you're ready.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, nice to talk to you now.
Okay. I don't think it's, I talked to Joe about this. I don't think it's Felicity who's dead because Barry is very close to her too, and he would have been very broken up about it, you know? And
it's Thea.
Oh yeah, remember
I'm thinking it's Thea. I mean, I don't think Lance will make Oliver cry. Really?
No. But maybe he feels bad that he couldn't protect him and he died.
No, please.
What about that?
He won't cry. That's it. And do we know anything more about Ray on this season? I mean, on this episode?
Remember,
there's a big clue that Ray might be coming back sooner than later. If you remember Felicity's phone, do you think that's Ray trying to make contact with Felicity? Let's go to you, Matt.
Well, I've read a description, something on Twitter earlier that Damian Dark
was a movie pilot.
Get a hold of him.
Was it a movie pilot, Matt?
No, it was on Twitter. it was a description of the episode titled Lost Souls. When Sarah does go back to normal. Yeah, there's an episode called Lost Souls where Sarah does go back to normal, but she does have still some effects of the Lazarus Pit still, and Damian Dark has Ray captive.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go to you, Joe, from Krypton.
I definitely think he'll be coming back, I hope sooner than later, because I really liked him as a character. And most people didn't like his costume. They said it was very Iron Man. I don't care. I loved it. It's a different take. I think.
Well, now that it's going to shrink, it's not Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be Ant-Man.
But I remember telling everybody, I was like, guys, calm down. We may see it shrink later on in the season, and I was totally right.
Yeah. Well, you know, people, they want instant gratification.
Yeah. And
that's the problem with this generation. It's like, you know, you want it now. You know, with streaming, with downloading, with, you know, whatever you do, it's there.
Yeah. It's got to be now. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see everything now.
That's right.
Crazy. Okay. Let's see. We're about to wrap up the podcast. I just want to let you guys know. Do you think, Chris? Did I ask you if you think it's Ray trying to make contact with Felicity?
Yeah, I definitely think it will be him because he will contact her. You know, who else would he contact?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she's pretty much the Oracle. I mean, come on, who are we kidding? She's like controlling tractors now. I'm like, you're Oracle.
Oh, man, the way she took charge when she got mad at Diggle and Oliver, man, she turned me on.
Yeah.
Where she just took charge like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, she is a woman. Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else before we wrap up the show?
That's all I got.
All right, we're out of steam. Here we are. Arrow Talk coming at you. We'll be back next week. Probably definitely after the aftermath of Supergirl. If you want to hear our thoughts on Supergirl, head on over to DC Comics Talk. That's where we're going to be talking about the anticipation of the upcoming Supergirl pilot.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, Seuss, next week will you be doing Supergirl Talk?
Oh, yeah. That'll be right after Gotham Talk.
Oh, yes. Here we go, man. Now
we
get into it.
Adding another show.
Nice.
I'm ready.
I'm excited.
I'm already losing track of what I have so far. It's
awesome.
Fun. It's fun. All right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys later.
Good night, everyone.
All right, good night.